Okay, I'm here with Jennifer Nelson. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi.
Are you ready to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, chapter 15.
Who? Chris repeated, crawling to a corner with plenty of grime still in his eyes. Who? I am Lin... I am, Lindy said. Her sinister smile kind of looked like that jackass Palmolive smile. Toothy, wooden, and empty. She closed her eyes and sighed the sigh of the carjacker. What? Chris didn't understand, Jack. Why? Where? You stupid fuck. I am the one you've been hearing. Randomness is better than repetition was something Lindy had learned from her parents. Me, Lindy, I totally toasted you, Chris. You're a pile of nerves. A pile of nerves, and not in the good sense. And here she turned her head around 360 degrees and waited for her words to catch up. Chris looked at his sister incredulously. Have you been hitting the bong? Lindy continued, ignoring asinine boy. Are you sleeping with Mr. Madero tonight? Are you going to jump rope and hiss and dream of the Barbie twins? Are you going to push your mediocre comedy into new, horrible, and revolting places? Lindy was all for keeping it real. And are you going to tell me the truth or not? Chris lifted his puny head and leaned it on a rabbit. But, he was emasculated. Why? Why should you tell me the truth? No, why are you such a vitriolic French fry of a human being? For fun, Lindy replied, returning Chris's camel to its pen. Fun? Yeah, you remember fun, don't you, Chris? Lindy explicated that sentence, something awful. It's what you do in between whining. Sure, you remember. I can't fucking believe you don't remember we used to tramp through the woods. Pinky fingers extended and drinking tea at an incredible rate. But maybe I've been a ventriloquist too long. But Lindy, for Christ's sake, do you really believe that Mr. Madero is alive, talking, and having sex with Palmolive? Lindy said, reining in the garbanzo beans and the victory. You're a boob. Boob? All right. An unmitigated jackass. Lindy threw salt on what was already a violent carjacking. That's ungracious, Chris said scientifically. Fuck you, Lindy replied. That's super gracious. I've been putting up with your tired carcass for 12 years. And now you come along with Mr. Madero and his fucking precious cannoli collars and his freaking artificial limbs? What? What in the name of Pancho Villa do you think you're talking about with all this macabre shit? Chris existentialism. I'm just saying that it occurred to me, Lindy contested very unfriendly, on the very day that your dummy died. You don't know shit about dummies. I'm the expert dummy. Chris had just penciled himself in as idiot. You're right, Lindy agreed. You're the dummy. I'm just afraid you're going to set yourself on fire and equally afraid that I'll be there, but I won't have any lighter fluid on me. But I hope that you'll copy me on the email you send out when you announce. When I announce that I'm Rapunzel and that I'm going to let down my hair? Chris lacked craft. Lindy nodded. Chris grew increasingly furious, opening windows and putting on his favorite video game. No, I can't believe that I'm this stupid. Believe it, Lindy said, penciling herself in as new head mofo. Well, it's true that I hiss, and it's true that I think that Mr. Madero is alive, but it's also true that I think that bats are going to fly out of your ass, Chris said, looking like Fiji Mermaid had just thrown rocks at him and then kicked him out onto the patio. It seems that my version of truth is more like my version of Dios mio. And which part was the brilliant part? Lindy asked. Chris didn't know what part she meant, or which part he was. I'm sure there's a broom. Can I be allowed not to talk anymore? He said furiously. Lindy already had a response. You can have no more brooms forever. No, Chris insisted. There's some badness going down here, and I want to talk to a broom. I'm not going to repeat myself. I'll call Hamas. Lindy replied, like she almost meant it. Mm-hmm. I think that you have a scent of humor. Mm-hmm. Okay. And with that, Lindy cut Chris's camel's throat so that Chris could watch it take its last breath before they both collapsed. I have got to find a suitable form of vengeance for her fat ass, Chris thought before he and his camel both hit the ground like sacks of potassium bromide. But, what?
Well done, Jennifer. Thanks. What do you think?
Wow. It's nuts.
Craziness, huh?
Yeah. So does it have a narrative? Like, does it end up having...
It is coherent. It's chapter to chapter. Yeah,
like, as you go through, mm-hmm. you can figure out the story.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Palm Olive is one dummy, and Mr. Madero is another, and everything else is in between.
It's pretty intense.